心祷告。
Let's pray。
是父神，你的爱永远不改变，从今到永远，我们感谢你。主耶稣，你给在十字架上给我们的救恩也永远不改变，我们感谢你。圣灵，我们感谢你一路引导我们，直到我们再见主面。父神，我们不但来这里来敬拜你，我们要聆听你的话语，恳求你这时候你的圣灵做引导关照的工作，你的圣子主耶稣基督的宝血做遮盖涂抹的工作，好叫我们口中的言语心中的意念都能够蒙你的悦纳。我们将仰望祈求交托侍奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿们
阿们。
请打开路加福音23:32-43。
Let's turn to the gospel of Luke chapter 23 verse 32-43。
路加福音23:32-43。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 32-43.
我用华文来念。又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方，名叫独楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。”兵丁就研究分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说：“他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选，可以救自己吧。”兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说：“你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。”在耶稣以上有一个牌子，写作：“这是犹太人的王。”那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。”就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”在十九世纪中期，美国一位很著名的舞台剧演员。
In the 19th century, mid-19th century, there was a famous stage actor.
名叫 Edwin Thomas.
His name was Edwin Thomas.
他十五岁那年，以扮演英格兰国王理查三世而闻名。
When he was 15, he was famous for portraying the English king, King Richard III.
之后就成为莎士比亚剧的那个主要的演员。
So he became an important Shakespearean actor.
我们知道莎士比亚有一部举世闻名的悲剧。
And we know that there's a very famous tragedy from Shakespeare.
名叫《哈姆雷特》。
And it's called Hamlet.
这个 Edwin Thomas 就是扮演剧中的那位男主角。
And so Edwin Thomas was acted as the main character.
就是那位丹麦王子哈姆雷特这个人。
That is the Danish prince Hamlet.
他在纽约剧场一共演了连续演了100个晚上。
And he performed continuously in New York on stage for 100 nights.
他因此得到英国文艺界很高度的评价。
And so he received critical acclaim by the cultural circles at the time.
使他的事业更上一层楼。
And so his career actually went up.
其实 Edwin 还有两个弟弟。
Actually, Edwin had two other brothers.
同样是舞台剧的演员。
And they're both stage actors.
一个名叫 John.
One is John.
另外一个是 Junius.
And the other is Junius.
他们三兄弟曾在1863年同台演出。
And in 1863, the three brothers had acted together.
他们演这个罗马凯撒大帝的一个剧作。
In about Julius Caesar the play.
在这个剧作里面呢，这个舞台演技里面呢 ，John 是扮演刺杀凯撒大帝的角色。
And in the performance, John was acted as the one who assassinated Caesar.
两年后的一个晚上
，Two years later on the night，
就是1865年4月14号受难节的那一天晚上。
On April the 14th, 1865, on the night of the Good Friday.
John, 他的弟弟真的成为了一个现实的杀手。
John became a real killer.
被他枪杀的人正是大名鼎鼎的美国总统林肯。
And the person he assassinated was the famous American president Lincoln.
那晚林肯总统跟他太太还有重要的幕僚在福特剧院里面观看演出。
At that time, the President Lincoln and his wife and his aides were in the were watching the play.
John 借助他对舞台这个剧院的这个熟悉。
And John, because of his familiarity with the stage and the area,
他就闯进总统的包厢，向林肯的头部开了一枪。
He went to the theater box and then rushed in and shot President Lincoln in the head.
造成林肯的死亡。
And killed him.
所以这件事情带给他的哥哥，这位著名的演员 Edwin 很大的打击。
So this had a lot of impact on his brother Edwin.
他很难接受他的弟弟竟然杀害了受人爱戴的美国林肯总统。
He could not accept that his brother had actually assassinated the president that everyone loved.
他的羞耻感无法叫他再当演员，再去面对这个剧院的观众。
His humiliation made him difficult to face audience again.
他舞台剧的这个演员的生涯应该就此结束。
And his career should have ended then.
但是却是有另外一件事情的发生。
But something else happened.
直到这个 Edwin 不再耿耿于怀。
Which made Edwin not brood over these events.
而且能从他生命的谷底里面再次走出来。
And to walk out from the valley of his debt.
就在 他的弟弟杀害林肯总统的前几个月
，and just a few months before his brother assassinated the president，
有一天在 New Jersey 的火车站
，on a train station in New
Jersey，Edwin 正在月台里面等待火车的到来。
Edwin was waiting for the train to come on the narrow on the platform。
我这是一个很狭窄的月台，那么等待的人也是相当的多。
There were many people crowded on a very narrow platform。
有一位穿着很整齐的年轻人
，a young man dressed very well。
他被人推挤失去重心而掉落在这个轨道上。
He was being pushed and he fell into the tracks.
当时有一辆火车正要经过。
And at that time, a train was approaching.
这时 Edwin 不顾他自身的安危，他稳定自己之后就把这个年轻人拉上月台这个安全的地方。
So Edwin did not care about his personal safety, but he reached out after stabilizing himself and helped this man out.
这位年轻人在答谢他的救命恩人的时候，认出他就是那位著名的这个 Edwin 这个演员。
And when this young man was thanking him, he recognized that this was the famous actor Edwin.
但是 Edwin 不知道这位年轻人的身份。
And this Edwin didn't know who this young man was.
直到几个月后。
And until a few months later,
Edwin 收到了朋友所寄来的一封信。
Edwin received a letter from his friend.
这位朋友是在美国陆军总部里面其中一个上将。
And this friend is actually a very senior colonel in the army.
而林肯总统的儿子 Robert Lincoln 正好被派到那里去从军。
And President Lincoln's son Robert was also in that army camp.
他就从这个上将朋友呢，就从 Robert 的口中知道 Edwin 是被他的朋友救起来的。
So the colonel realized from Robert that actually it was Edwin who has rescued Robert.
是的 ，Edwin 救起这个年轻人，正是林肯总统的儿子 Robert.
Yes, that means the person that Edwin rescued from the train tracks is actually Robert Lincoln's son.
所以这信中里面，这位朋友表扬了 Edwin 的这个英勇的行为。
And in the letter, the friend praised Edwin for his bravery.
他告诉他，你所救的那个人就是林肯总统的儿子。
He told him that the person you rescued is actually the son of the president.
这封信来的正是时候。
And this letter came at the right time.
使到 Edwin 能够得到无比的安慰。
Because it comforted Edwin.
从此这一封信伴随着他的一生。
And kept with him all his life.
是的，弟兄姐妹，这两件历史的事实。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the reality of this historical events.
真的很是讽刺。
Yes, full of irony.
两个兄弟出自同一个父母。
Two brothers coming from the same parents.
同样当演员，同样有这个专业。
Both are actors and both are professionals.
但是一个是刺杀总统的。
But one assassinated the president.
另外一个就是救了总统的儿子。
The other one rescued the president's son.
这是一个世纪的巧合吗？
Is this just a serendipity?
还是人可以做不同的选择？
Or is it that people can make different choices?
我们看到弟弟 John 选择夺取人的生命。
We see that John has chosen to take someone's life.
而哥哥 Edwin 却是选择给人生命。
But his brother Edwin had decided to give someone life.
他们不同的选择带来不同的后果。
And different consequences from their different actions.
刚才我们所阅读的经文里面。
The verses that we had just read earlier.
作者路加就要带出人 做对选择的重要。
So the author Luke wants to point out that people have to make the right choices.
他一开始的时候给我们看到有两个犯人和耶稣一同被带到这个独楼地，就是哥哥他的山上来处死。
At the beginning, he shows us that there are two other prisoners who were also brought to Golgotha.
这是经文的开始。
And that's the beginning of the verses.
但是在经文的结束。
But at the end of the verses,
他给我们看到耶稣给其中一个犯人的应许。
It shows that what Jesus said to one of the criminals.
我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。
I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
所以经文的中间一定发生一些事情。
And in between the verses, something must have happened.
使到这个犯人的命运能够得以扭转。
So that this criminal's destiny has changed.
这是一段路加独有的记载。
This is unique verses written by Luke.
是马太、马可福音书里面所没有的。
It's not found in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark.
也就是说，路加要让读者让我们看到。
And that is Luke wants the readers to see.
在哥哥他的那个三个十字架。
And on the Golgotha, the three crosses there.
三个被钉的人在临死前做了什么选择
？The three people who were hung there, they made different choices.
以及他们的后果又是什么
？And the consequences from there.
所以我把今早信息的题目定为三个十字架上的选择。
And so my topic for today is the choices on the cross.
首先，路加我们看到第一点。
Firstly, Luke shows us,
就是人的败坏可以选择拒绝神在十字架上的恩典。
There is the fall of man can choose or reject the God on the cross.
在经文里，路加有没有看到有三种类型的人在嘲笑耶稣？
In Luke's description, there were three groups of people.
第一类型的人就是犹太人的领袖。
The first group of people are the Jewish leaders.
包括祭司、文士和长老们。
And there is the priests, the scribes, and the elders.
他们代表了犹太宗教最权威的权色体。
They represent the most powerful people in the Jewish religion.
但是因做他们的权势，他们的利益受到了耶稣的挑战。
Because of their power, were being challenged by Jesus.
他们都想杀害耶稣。
So they attempted to harm Jesus.
好像耶稣宣告他自己有这个教导的权柄。
For example, when Jesus says that he is able to teach.
而且耶稣教导跟他们不一样。
And his teachings were different from theirs.
所以使到那些好像专讲犹太人立法的这些文士跟法利赛人，他们的教导也受到威胁。
So they feel that the teachings of the priests and the scribes they were being threatened.
叫他们的身份也得到这个无比的威胁。
So that their reputation, their status is being threatened.
还有我们知道耶稣接近圣殿。
And we know that Jesus cleansed the temple.
还有预言这个圣殿将会毁坏。
And he predicted the destruction of the temple.
所以那些跟圣殿有利益关系的那些祭司跟撒都该人
，So the Sadducees and the priests with direct interest in the temple，
这些人都从圣殿里面得到很多的好处。
They had actually received a lot of benefit from the temple，
而且有很大的权柄。
And they're very powerful，
所以他们也受到耶稣的威胁。
And so they were also threatened by Jesus，
所以他们这些人为了巩固他们的地位
，And so to establish their positions。
而继续享有他们现在的利益
，and to continue to enjoy their privileges，
他们是不惜一切的代价要排斥耶稣
，so they're there to at all costs reject Jesus，
要置耶稣于死地
，and to kill him。
所以如今他们看到耶稣被钉在十字架上
，and so now when they see Jesus hanging on the cross，
他们当然不会错过这个大好机会
，and they're not going to miss this chance。
他们来嘲笑耶稣
，and they mock Jesus。
他救了别人
，they say he saved others。
他若是基督神所拣选的，可以救自己吧
？If it's the Christ, he's God's chosen one. Surely he can save himself.
他们的嘲笑是带有讽刺的
，and they're sarcastic in their mockery.
他们的嘲笑也充满自信
，and they have a lot of self-confidence.
认为耶稣是该死
，and they feel that Jesus deserves to die.
这是第一类嘲笑耶稣的人
，and so this is the first group of people who mock Jesus.
第二类嘲笑耶稣的人是外邦人
，and the second group of people they are Gentiles.
就是罗马的兵丁
，and they are the Roman soldiers.
他们虽然是奉这个罗马政府的这个命令去执行这个死刑
，although they were under the Roman rulers' orders to execute Jesus.
但是他们也加入这个羞辱的这个行列
，but they also contributed joining mocking Jesus.
一般上罗马人会把那些被钉十字架上的那个人的头上在十字架上挂一个牌子。
Usually, the Romans, when they hang people on the cross, they will put a sign on top.
那么牌上刻上那个犯人的这个罪行。
And that sign would say, describe the crime of the person being hung.
而耶稣的罪行是什么在牌子上？
And what is Jesus' crime that is written on the plate?
这是犹太人的王。
He is the king of the Jews.
当然，犹太领袖这些宗教这些祭司、法利赛人，他们不会承认耶稣他们所期待的基督。
Of course, the Jewish leaders they will not recognize that Jesus is their leader.
而罗马兵丁更不会接受耶稣是犹太人的王。
And for the Roman soldiers, they would not accept that Jesus is the king.
所以他们嘲笑耶稣说。
And so they mock Jesus.
你若是犹太人的王。
And they say, if you are the king of the Jews,
可以救自己吧。
You can save yourself.
不但如此，他们还拿醋送给耶稣喝。
In addition, they also gave vinegar for Jesus to drink.
这个醋其实是发酸的酒。
Actually, this vinegar is actually fermented wine.
他们以这个发酸的酒来帮，不是要来帮耶稣止渴。
It's the wine that has become sour. It's not to quench Jesus' thirst.
而是要来消遣戏弄耶稣。
Actually, it's just to humiliate Jesus.
他们说，既然你是犹太人的王，
you say they imply that since you are the king of the Jews,
我们就以酒来敬奉。
So we are here to offer you wine.
这个发酸的酒是最便宜的酒。
This is the cheapest type of wine.
是通常是穷人用。
It's for poor people.
所以这种最所以低等的这个酸酒来给耶稣喝。
Using the lowest grade of wine to give to Jesus.
或者把耶稣当作是君王。
To pretend that he is the king.
是一种很极大的侮辱。
It is a humility. It's a humiliation.
这些罗马兵丁，他自认为他们是在维护罗马政权的立法。
These Roman soldiers appear to protect the Romans rule.
而耶稣的罪名正是犹太人的王。
And Jesus' crime is written as the king of the Jews.
这不是跟他们政权对立吗？
Isn't this a conflict with what their role is?
所以他们认为尽情的羞辱耶稣也是应该的。
So they feel that to ridicule Jesus is something that they are supposed to do.
但是耶稣受到最大的羞辱，却是来自于跟他同钉十字架中的其中一个犯人。
But the greatest humiliation for Jesus was came from the person who is hung on the cross next to him.
在当时，只有那些犯了很严重罪行的人。
At that time, only people who have committed very serious crimes,
或者是意图推翻罗马政权的人，
or was at that time creating a rebellion against the Romans,
才会被判钉这个十字架的死刑。
Would be sentenced to be hung on the cross.
马太跟马可福音书里面有没有看到这两个分别钉在耶稣左右边的犯人？他们是强盗。
The Gospel of Matthew and Mark showed us that these two people who were hung on Jesus' right and left, they were robbers.
我们不知道他们所犯的罪是什么。
We do not know what crime they committed.
但正如以后我们看到的另外一个强盗所承认的。
But we also see that one of them, who actually admitted,
他说他们被判的十字架的刑罚是他们罪有应得的。
He agreed that when they were there hung on the cross because of the crimes and they were deserving of the punishment.
但是这一个第一个强盗他不是如此的看。
But the first other robber did not see it that way.
他嘲笑耶稣说：“你不是基督吗？”
He laughed at Jesus. He said, "Aren't you the Christ?"
不是可以救自己吗？
Aren't you able to save yourself?
和救我们吗？
And save us?
就像犹太人的领袖一样。
Just like the Jewish leaders.
这个犯人，这个强盗是以不信的态度来挑战耶稣的身份。
This criminal was disbelieving.
这里呢，路加特别以讥诮来形容他对耶稣的嘲笑。
Here, Luke shows that they use a very cynical tone.
讥诮其实是带有这个亵渎的意思。
There's an element of profanity in the way that he spoke.
也就是说，他自己已经是犯了重罪而被判死刑。
Actually, he knew that he had already committed a very serious crime and he was sentenced to death.
现在死到临头还没有悔意。
But at the end, he had still not repented.
就算他不承认耶稣基督的身份。
Even if he did not did not recognize the role status of Jesus.
身为犹太人，
as a Jew,
他难道连神都不怕吗？
Isn't he even afraid of God as a Jew?
其实这位强盗他挑战耶稣的目的是有私心的。
Actually, this criminal in challenging Jesus' status, he actually had a personal agenda.
他要耶稣从十字架上下来。
He wanted Jesus to be able to come down from the cross,
好来救他，
so that he can rescue him.
换句话说，他一点也不在乎耶稣的身份是什么。
In other words, he doesn't care who Jesus is.
只要耶稣能够救他。
As long as Jesus is able to save him,
他只想利用耶稣来脱离他现在的困境。
He wanted to use Jesus to get him out of his current predicament.
就算耶稣真的有独特的身份，
even if Jesus has a special position status,
他也不愿意跟他有任何的关系。
He was not willing to have any relationship with him.
他只想被救回后，回到他以前那种犯罪的生活。
He just wants to be rescued from his current death and to go back to his former life of crime.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到
，So brothers and sisters, we see,
人的败坏的确可以叫人硬作心肠。
The fall of man, we can see that people can harden their hearts.
可以去选择拒绝神在十字架上的恩典，
and to choose to reject the grace from the cross,
而最终走向这个灭亡之路，
and walk towards destruction.
这位强盗就是一个很好的代表。
And so this criminal represents a very good example.
刚刚过去不久，三月四号发生了一件轰动全中国的这个罪案。
Not long ago, on April the 4th, something happened in China.
在长春市有一对夫妇。
In Changchun province, there was a couple.
他们往常的开车到他们经营的这个所谓超市去上班。
And in their routine way to work with in their vehicle.
因为当时还是很早，大概七点左右。
They work at the supermarket, and so it was very early at the time, about 7.
而这个超市里面呢，是还是很冷。
And it was quite cold inside the supermarket.
所以他们就把这个正在熟睡的这个孩子呢。留在没有熄火的车的后座上。
And so their little child was in the car and left there in the warm car with the engine on.
让孩子呢可以继续享受这些暖气。
So that the child could have a few moments more of warm.
那么十分钟后，男婴的父亲从超市出来。
And 10 minutes later, the father of the boy came out from the supermarket.
他发现车子跟这个孩子一起不见。
To discover that his car and his child had disappeared.
所以他们马上报警。
They went immediately to the police,
并且向媒体来求助。
And appeal to the media.
男婴的母亲甚至在媒体的镜头前，在电视台前。
And the mother of the boy, even appeared in front of the media cameras.
她跪下来哭坐，求这位偷车贼。
She knelt on the floor and begged of the person, the thief who had stolen the car.
她说：“把孩子还给我。
”Return me, my son.
我给你跪下来。
I kneel before you.
车你可以拿去。
You can take the car.
把孩子还给我。
Just return me my son.
那么长春的很多电视台的电台跟各大新闻站都不断的播出这个车连男婴被偷的消息。
And so many television stations in Changchun and media station broadcast this news.
而且很少见的，这个长春的市民，大家都通过微博、通过 QQ 来扩散这个消息。
And many citizens through Weibo and also from QQ, a lot of messages were exchanged.
而且警方出动了3500名警力。
And the police mobilized more than 3,500
去参与这个搜寻。
To help search for the boy.
还有那些所谓的的士司机，有数千名也自动的用车来参加这个搜寻的行动。
And a few thousand taxi drivers also participated in looking for the child.
我希望能够早点找到这个只有两个月大的男婴。
And hopefully to find this boy who is only about 2 months old.
那么两天后，这个全城的大搜寻终于有了结果。
And 2 months later,2 days later,this great search ended because it was conclusion.
那么偷车贼知道他没有办法躲藏，因为这样多人在搜寻他。
And the thief who stolen the car knew that he could not get away because there were so many people looking for him.
所以他到公安去自首。
And so he went to the police station and admitted his crime.
不过他向这个警方坦称。
But he also confessed to the police.
他也将这个两个月的男婴把他掐死，埋在雪中。
He had already strangled the 2-month-old boy and buried him in the snow.
弟兄姐妹，我们想象在这个文明的世界。
Brothers and sisters, we hard for us to imagine that in this enlightened world,
竟然可以如此做出没有人性的犯罪行为。
Such kinds of behavior can crimes can happen.
只是为了偷车。
Just for stealing a car.
而可以将车内两个月的男婴给掐死。
And to strangle a 2-month-old boy in the car.
人的败坏的确是很可怕。
Men can fall and it's so scary.
因为他们宁愿选择拒绝神在十字架上的恩典。
Because they rather choose to reject the God's grace and the cross.
所以有人就这么说。
So someone said,
耶稣在十字架上所面对的。
What Jesus faced on the cross.
不是只是当时仇视他、敌对他的那些人。
It's not just the enemies who treated him as an enemy at the time.
他也是面对各时代。各种敌对他不同类型的人。
He also faced the people from different era and different kinds of people who were against him.
甚至是所有人类对他的仇视。
And all humanity who see him as an enemy.
耶稣更是要面对一切邪恶的势力。
And he had to face all evil powers.
也就是说，耶稣在十字架上。
And that is to say that for Jesus,
他要对抗的就是这个世界上所有罪恶的结构。
That on the cross, Jesus is confronting the very structures of evil in this world.
这个就是父上帝借着了圣子耶稣要在十字架上向人类所展现的恩典。
And this is what the God the Father wants the Son Jesus Christ on the cross to show His grace.
让他独生子能够面对这世界所有邪恶的结构。
That His Son is able, His only Son is able to face all the different structures of evil.
不过邪恶败坏的人。
But evil persons,
他仍然可以选择去拒绝父上帝的这个恩典。
Continue to reject the grace of God.
但是只要人愿意悔改。
But as long as men are willing to repent.
他就是去选择接受神在十字架上的恩典。
He is choosing to receive the grace of God on the cross.
这是第二点，我要跟大家分享。
And that's the second point I want to share.
所以现在我们就把场面转到第二个犯人的身上。
And now we turn to the second criminal.
路加告诉我们，他听到那位侮辱耶稣犯人的话。
We see that Luke tells us that when he heard about the abuse from the criminal,
他就应声的责备他。
He scolded the other robber.
你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
You are also being committed to the same punishment. Aren't you afraid of God?
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
We are deserving of our deeds.
但是这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
But this person has done nothing wrong.
接着他就对耶稣说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
Then he says to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
其实在马太马可福音书里面
actually in Mark and in Matthew
我们看到这两个强盗
we see that these two criminals
他们同时也在讥诮耶稣
they were at the same time they were both of them actually were humiliating Jesus
但是路加这里却指出有一个转向信靠耶稣
but here Luke tells us that one of them actually turned towards Jesus
所以很可能这两个强盗一开始的时候都在一起讥诮耶稣。
So it is possible that both the criminals were actually insulting Jesus at the beginning.
后来其中一个感到懊悔。
So one of them repented.
他就转而责备另外一个人。
And he turned and reprimanded the other one.
还有求耶稣来纪念他。
And asked Jesus to remember him.
为什么这一个强盗这个犯人会有如此大的转变
？Why is it that this criminal would have such a change？
路加没有说明。
Luke does not elaborate.
但是从他责备第一个犯人的这个话语里面
，But in the words that he scolded, he used to scold the other person, rebuke the other criminal,
和他对耶稣的要求
，and his request to Jesus.
我们或许能做一个合理的推敲
，Perhaps we have a logical deduction.
首先，他是应该有注意到耶稣在十字架上的表现。
First, he must have noticed how Jesus behaved on the cross.
就是耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
That is when Jesus was hung on the cross.
他可以为羞辱他的人来祷告。
He continued to pray for the people who had insulted him.
他甚至称呼神为他的父。
He in fact called God to be his father.
求父神赦免这些人的无知。
To ask God to forgive the ignorance of these people.
这肯定不是一个普通人可以表现出来的行为。
Surely this is not what a normal person would behave. How a normal person?
在被众人羞辱，在面临死亡的面前。
In the face of mockery by everyone and facing death.
他竟然能够为别人着想。
He thought for the other people,
尤其是敌对他的人。
Especially his enemies.
求神宽恕他们所做的一切。
To ask God to forgive all that they had done.
还有，这个犯人也指出，耶稣没有做过一件不好的事。
In addition, this criminal also pointed out that Jesus did not do anything wrong.
这位肯悔改的犯人。
So this criminal who repented,
他是如何知晓耶稣是无罪
？How did he know that Jesus is without sin?
路加也没有交代。
Luke did not elaborate on this.
不过耶稣这三年多各处的到各处去的侍奉
，But the ministry of Jesus for the last 3 years
和他不断跟宗教领袖的这个冲突
，And his conflict with the religious leaders，
相信已让他成为大众熟悉的人物。
Is something that at the time most people would be familiar with。
那么耶稣的教导，还有耶稣的教导跟他所做的一切
，Because Jesus' teaching and all that he had done。
那么叫人耳目一新。
It's very refreshing.
特别是耶稣特别维护那些贫穷的人。
Especially when he is actually working towards helping the poor.
那些被有钱人剥削的那些穷人。
And to help those people who are exploited by the rich.
还有连代表罗马政权的比拉多。
And even so, the one who represents the Roman rulers, Pilate.
他都查不出耶稣犯什么罪。
He could not find any crime that Jesus had committed.
耶稣之所以被定罪。
And Jesus, for him to be, to say that Jesus had done a crime,
是因为犹太宗教领袖去煽动群众。
Because of the actions of the Jewish leaders, mobilizing the masses.
那么要强迫这个比拉多一定要定耶稣的罪。
They were incited the masses to ask Pilate to fix Jesus for crime.
所以耶稣对这位肯悔改的犯人来说
，So Jesus to this criminal who could repent,
他不可能是一个无恶不作的这个歹徒。
He can't be a criminal that would do everything.
所以他才说我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
He says we are deserving of all our deeds, but
但是这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
But this person had not done anything wrong.
对于路加来说
，And for Luke,
这个悔改犯人的这一番话是非常重要。
What this this criminal repentant criminal words? These are very important words.
因为这是出自一个强盗的口中。
Because this comes from a robber.
同样是跟耶稣被钉在十字架上。
A person who is similarly hung on the cross with Jesus.
当他却见证了耶稣的清白。
When he had witnessed Jesus is innocent.
他看出耶稣是无罪的。
And he could see that Jesus was without sin.
还有，如果你是犹太人的话。
And if you were a Jew.
一个人如果接受他的刑罚是合理的。
A person deserving of his punishment, that is logical.
就是一种悔改的表现。
It is a form of repentance.
因为他知道他最终要面对这个耶和华的审判。
Because in the end, he knows that he has to face the judgment of Yahweh.
所以从这个悔改犯人责备的这个另外一个同伴的口中。
So that from the words from this criminal, this robber saying, speaking to the other,
我们看到他心中至少是有神的。
We know that in his heart, at least there's God. There's a God.
至少他是怕神的。
At least he's afraid of God.
因为他相信人所做的一切。
Because he believes that all that man does,
最终都要受到神的审判。
In the end, man has to face God.
所以总结的来说
，In conclusion,
因着耶稣在十字架上的表现
，Because of Jesus' behavior on the cross,
还有这个犯人他自己对他作恶的这个醒悟。
And this person, this criminal realizing his evil deeds.
他就向耶稣提出一个要求。
So he had a request for Jesus.
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
刚才我也说过，挂在耶稣十字架上的罪名的牌子是，这是犹太人的王。
I mentioned before that the sign on top, hung on top of Jesus, the notice is, this is the King of the Jews.
这个称呼其实是比拉多故意写上去的。
This was what Pilate purposely had written on the sign.
因为他不喜欢被这些宗教领袖去逼他定耶稣的罪。
Because he did not want actually to be to have these religious leaders make him hang Jesus on the cross.
既然你们不承认他是犹太人王，我就把他的罪名定成是犹太人的王。
He was unhappy, and he said, since that you want me to hang him on the cross, and so I want.Put the sign that he is the king of the Jews.
叫这些犹太人领袖感到很难堪。
So that they would embarrass the Jewish leaders.
而这个犹太人的王这个口号，这个罪行
，and such a crime,
也叫到罗马兵丁毫不留情的来折磨耶稣。
So because of the words there, the Roman soldiers also mocked Jesus because of that.
但是对这个悔改的犯人来说
，but to this criminal who had repented,
他反而接受耶稣犹太人的王这个称呼。
He actually accepted.That Jesus is the King of the Jews, such the notice.
所以他说，当你的国降临的时候，就是表示说，当你将来在你的国度里做王的时候。
And he accepted it. What it means? It meant that he accepted that Jesus will come into his kingdom.
希望你还能记得我。
And I hope that you will remember me.
记得他不像第一个犯人不悔改的犯人那样。
And he's not like the first criminal who did not repent.
他是以讥诮的态度说，耶稣应该下来。
Who actually used very cynical words to ask Jesus to come down from the cross,
下来救他
to save him,
因为保住自己的生命
because to save his own life,
比耶稣是不是基督更为重要
was more important to him than whether Jesus is the Christ.
这是那个不肯悔改犯人的态度
and this is the attitude of the criminal who did not want to repent.
你要来救我
you are here to save me.
相反的，这一个悔改的犯人
in contrast, the one who repented.
他知道他自己是罪有应得。
He knew that he is the deserving of his crime.
他没有求 自己免于这个刑罚。
He did not ask to be spared of his punishment.
因为他的罪跟他的刑，他认为是相称的。
Because he feels that he is deserving of his punishment.
他只期盼耶稣将来做王的时候。
He only asked that when Jesus becomes king in the future.
记得曾经有过他这样的一个人。
To remember him, such a person.
他是求耶稣纪念，不是求耶稣一定要来救他。
He is asking Jesus to remember him, not that Jesus will come and rescue and save him.
这是一个很了不起的信仰告白。
This is really a great revelation.
在他自己垂死的时候。
On his death,
他也看到耶稣的命运跟他几乎一样。
He sees that Jesus' destiny is the same as his own.
挂在十字架上等死。
Hung on the cross, waiting for death.
但是他这时候却选择相信耶稣将来会做王。
But at that time, he chose to believe that Jesus would come as a king.
所以他把自己的未来交托给耶稣。
And so he gave Jesus his future.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到同样的两个强盗。
And so brothers and sisters, we see that two criminals,
同样犯了死罪。
Both had been sentenced to death.
分别钉在耶稣的左右边。
Hung on Jesus' left and right.
他们都有机会直接能够跟耶稣讲话。
And both had the opportunity to talk to Jesus at that time.
但是一个选择继续的讥诮耶稣。
One continued to mock him.
拒绝耶稣到底。
To reject Jesus all the way to the end.
另外一个就选择承认自己的罪。
The other chose to admit his own sin.
而且接受耶稣做王的这个身份。
To accept Jesus as the king.
表现出他的悔改。
To show his repentance.
和他对耶稣的信靠。
And his belief in Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论一个人的过去是如何的糟糕。
So brothers and sisters, no matter how bad a person's past is.
或者是如何的败坏。
And how destructive his behavior had been.
在神的十字架的恩典之下
，In front of God's cross and His grace，
我们还可以做选择
，We can still make a choice，
选择继续我行我素
，To go on our own path of destruction，
拒绝神要给予我们的恩典
，To reject the grace of God，
还是选择悔改归向神
，Or to choose repentance to come back to God，
生命能够得以转变
，So that our lives can be changed。
有一个人，他是一个酒鬼
，There's an alcoholic。
他经常醉酒到不省人事。
And often he was drunk and he didn't know what was going on.
所以他经常被他的雇主解雇。
He lost his jobs.
他没有固定的工作。
He doesn't have a regular job.
那么他喝酒喝得更厉害。
And he drank even more after that.
他可以变卖家里所有的一切。
He sold his possessions.
他甚至可以去偷。
And he went to steal.
来买酒喝。
And to drink.
他更不会去关心家中的有一个两岁的儿子。
And he did not care about his two-year-old son at home.
他经常是在外面醉酒。
And he was often drunk outside the house.
可以好多天都没回来。
Not going home for many days.
有一次他醉醒回到家里。
And during one of his sober moments when he went home,
发现他病重的两岁儿子。
He discovered that his sick two-year-old child
已经死在他太太的怀里。
Had already died in his wife's arm.
那时候感到很是后悔。
And he regretted.
所以在他儿子的葬礼上。
And so at the funeral of his son.
就在他儿子的棺木旁边。
And next to the coffin.
他向他的太太起誓说
，He swore to his wife，
从今以后他滴酒不沾
，And from then on he would not touch a drop of alcohol。
但是两个小时之后
，Two hours later，
他又喝得醉醺醺回家
，He was drunk again。
他这样的一天一天的喝醉酒
，And so this went on repeatedly daily。
一天一天的没有答应他的太太要改变
，And he in spite of his promise he did not change。
所以他感到生活真的很是厌倦
，And finally he was tired。Of life.
有一天，他决定走到芝加哥的 Lake Michigan 那边，想去投河自尽。
And so one day he decided to commit suicide in Lake Michigan in Chicago.
当他走在街上的时候
，And when he was on the streets,
他听到有人用麦克风在讲道。
Somebody was preaching through a microphone.
所以他就走进这个有建筑物的这个厅堂。
And so he walked into the building.
清楚听到有人在传讲福音。
And clearly he heard someone preaching the gospel.
特别是指出耶稣是爱罪人的
，and especially to point out that Jesus loves sinners。
这个耶稣爱罪人的信息
，and such a message，
是让他对自己说
，and that he received that then he told himself，
会有人爱像我这样的人吗
？Will someone love someone like me？
耶稣真的会爱我像我这样的人吗
？Will Jesus love somebody like me？
我把我两岁的孩子这样让他病死
，I allowed my two-year-old son to die of his illness。
而且我一直变卖家里几乎没有东西了。
And I sold all my possessions until my house is empty.
但是他接受耶稣爱罪人这个信息。
But he accepted that Jesus loves sinners.
从此改变他的一生。
And changed his life.
这个人叫做 Mel Trotter, 梅尔托特。
This person is Mel Trotter.
他成为了专门向那些酒鬼流浪的那个酒鬼来向耶稣传福音。
And so he started preaching to people that are homeless, alcoholics.
他更在美国全地成立了超过50个宣教站。
And so he set up more than 50 mission stations.
让成千上万的酒鬼跟那些所谓社会的人渣可以认识耶稣。
And to allow tens of thousands of alcoholics and people who are considered society's scum,
以至于他们的生命能够有所改变。
To come to know Jesus so that their lives can be transformed.
是的，如果在这个故事里面。
Yes, in this story,
这个真实的故事，如果拿掉神在十字架上的恩典，
and for this real story, if we take away the cross and the grace from the cross,
如果拿掉耶稣爱人的这个信息，
if we remove the message that Jesus loves people,
我们只会看到一个酒鬼走上自杀的道路。
We can only see an alcoholic walking to his own death, suicide.
神可以在十字架上彰显给世人的恩典。
God is able to show the world about through his grace on the cross.
是因为耶稣也做了选择。
Because Jesus had also made a choice.
他选择在十字架上。
He chose that on the cross,
他以饶恕和顺服来实现神的恩典。
He manifested God's grace by forgiveness and his obedience.
这是第三点我要跟大家分享。
And this is the point, third point I want to share.
我们就来看耶稣的这个十字架。
Let's look at the cross, on Jesus on the cross.
首先耶稣在十字架上的表现。
Firstly, Jesus' behavior on the cross,
跟在十字架下那些讥笑逼迫他的人有做强烈的对比。
It's a great contrast to the people who were mocking him and laughing at him below.
他以向父神的祷告来回应这些人。
He replied to them by his prayer to God.
父啊，赦免他们。
Say, God, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
For they do not know what they're doing.
耶稣虽然在十字架上受苦痛。
Although Jesus was suffering on the cross,
他仍然为逼迫他的人来代求。
He was still praying for the people who had harmed him.
这跟他过去一直教导门徒是一样的。
And this is consistent with what he had taught his disciples in the past.
就是耶稣说你要为敌人来祷告。
That is, you to pray for your enemies.
所以耶稣在他生命结束之前就活出了这个教导。
And so Jesus lived what he preached before he died.
我们知道犹太人就一直想要策划谋害耶稣。
We know that the Jewish leaders had always planned to assassinate Jesus.
他也煽动百姓加入。
And to instigate the people to participate.
如今他们如愿以偿。
And now they achieve what they wanted.
而罗马的兵丁更是乐意加入羞辱耶稣。
And the Roman soldiers were also happy to join in humiliation.
为争夺耶稣的衣服来抽签。
And they drew lots for Jesus' clothes.
以酸酒再来羞辱他。
And to give him vinegar for drink.
你可以想象当时这些场面。
You can imagine at that time.
这些人的情绪是非常兴奋的。
People were very aroused.
他们很乐意看到耶稣受到折磨。
And they were happy to see Jesus being tormented.
但是耶稣却向父神说，他们所做的是出自于他们的无知，你就赦免他们吧。
But Jesus told God the Father that they were doing whatever they were doing, they did not know what they were doing.
他们如此加害一个无罪的人。
For them to harm such an innocent person.
他们的无知。可以叫我们脱罪吗？
Can their innocence, can their ignorance allow them to be not committed of the sin?
如果你看回旧约的利未记五章十七节，
If we look at the Old Testament Leviticus chapter 5 verse 17,
这里说若有人犯罪，
It says if a person sins and does what is forbidden,
行了耶和华吩咐所不可以做的事，
And does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands,
他虽然不知道还是有罪。
Even though he does not know it, he is guilty.
他还要担当他的罪孽。
And will be held responsible.
虽然是如此。
Even though it is so.
耶稣仍然以这些人的无知来作为脱罪的理由。
Jesus also pleaded for them because of their ignorance.
他祈求父神来赦免他们。
He asked God to forgive them.
所以这里我们看到耶稣选择以饶恕来对待迫害他的人。
So here we see that Jesus used forgiveness to the people who had harmed him.
来展现出他对他们的这个怜悯，对他们的爱心。
To show his love for them.
在哥哥他的山上。
And on the hill in Golgotha.
神向世人所彰显的这个救恩的方法是出乎人的意料。
How God shows his saving grace is very different from what man had expected.
神不是差派天使天军来消灭抵挡他的人。
He did not send angels and armies to destroy people who were obstructing him.
他也没有以这种大有能力、荣耀的君王的形象降临在山上。
He did not use a powerful, glorified God to appear on top of the mountain.
他是通过了圣子耶稣在十字架上的受死。
But it's through his holy son Jesus dying on the cross.
要把这个救恩带给世人。
To bring this saving grace to people.
神这个救恩的方法其实很是矛盾。
Isn't this an irony?
怎么说呢？在今早的经文里面。
Because why is this so? Because in the verses today.
因为救这个字作为动词一共出现了四次。
Because the word save as a verb has appeared four times.
都出现在嘲笑耶稣的话语里面。
And they all appear in the words that were used to mock Jesus.
你不是可以救自己吗？
Aren't you can't you save yourself?
你不是可以救我们吗？
Can't you save us?
是的，耶稣在十字架上不能救自己。
Yes, Jesus on the cross could not save himself.
因为耶稣真是要以他的死来拯救世上的人。
Because he wanted to save the world through his death.
这就是神在十字架上彰显恩典的方法。
And this is the way God manifests, God through Jesus dying on the cross shows his saving grace.
如果是这样的话，
if that is so,
如果神的救恩必要得到实现，
because for God's grace to complete,
就必须要有耶稣的顺服，
it requires Jesus' obedience.
我们如何看到耶稣在十字架上的顺服？
How do we see Jesus' obedience on the cross?
我们知道嘲笑耶稣的那些人，
we know that the people who insulted Jesus,
他们是针对耶稣的身份，
they were mocking the credentials of Jesus.
他们嘲笑这个被钉的人怎么会是救主？怎么会是基督？怎么会是犹太人的王？
They are mocking that this person who is nailed, how could he be the Savior, the Christ, and the Jewish King?
如果耶稣真的有这些特殊的身份，
if he indeed has such a special position,
如果耶稣真的是神所拣选的弥赛亚，
if he truly is the God's chosen Messiah,
耶稣为何不叫神来救他？
Why didn't he ask God to come and save him?
耶稣就要从十字架下来，
if Jesus could come down from the cross,
不但可以免于继续受苦。
Not only could he avoid further suffering,
更能证明他自己的身份,
and he could establish his true identity,
他们也就要相信他,
and then they would believe him.
这是从人的角度来看,
and this is from man's perspective.
好像耶稣只能做这样的选择,
it's as if Jesus could only make such a choice.
他只有从十字架上下来才能够证明他是神的儿子,
only if he came down from the cross could he establish his identity.
否则他会让人家嘲笑,
otherwise he would be mocked by everyone else.
被当成是一个彻底的失败者,
to be seen as a true failure,
甚至是一个大骗子,
even someone who was it that he was a hoax.
但是耶稣却清楚地知道,
but Jesus clearly knew,
他不是要这样做来向人证明他自己的身份,
he did not have to do this to show his identity.
相反的,
in contrast,
正因为他是基督, 他是神的儿子,
because he is the Christ, the Son of God,
他的这个身份就是要叫他去顺服在父神的旨意之下。
And his position it wants him, allows him to be obedient before God.
也就是说，耶稣是以顺服来表明他真是神的儿子。
And in other words, Jesus through his obedience shows that he is the Son of God.
在他的顺服里。
In his obedience,
他相信父神的能力跟工作。
He believed God's power and work.
要借助他在十字架上的受死。
Through his death on the cross.
要为世人开出一条救赎的道路。
To create the road of grace for the people of the world.
所以人的嘲笑跟羞辱。
So man's mocking and humiliation.
不会改变他对父神的顺服。
Will not change his obedience to God.
他是一心一意的要完成父神所交托给他的使命。
He is one-minded to in fulfilling God's role for him.
弟兄姐妹，你要注意。
Yes, brothers and sisters, you need to notice here.
耶稣在十字架上。
God, Jesus hanging on the cross,
不但没有影响他的身份,
did not influence his identity,
而且反而是展现出他自己选择为世人受苦的那位神的儿子。
Instead, it shows that he is the one who chose to be tormented because he is the Son of God.
所以他在断气之前，他能够大声的喊着。
And so before he died, in the end, he could say,
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
耶稣的这句话。
These words of Jesus,
我们看到从他开始被钉十字架到断气的这一句话。
From the moment he was hung on the cross to the moment that he died,
他相信他的父是在掌管一切。
To it all, he believed that God was in control of everything.
十字架可以被人看成是一个失败的记号。
For the cross, for people may perceive it as a sign of failure.
但是十字架却表明是神在掌管一切。
But the truth is the cross actually shows that God is in control of everything.
所以耶稣有信心地把自己完全交给父神。
And so Jesus is confident to hand himself over to God.
因为他知道甚至在死亡里面他要回到父那里去。
Because he knows that even in death he is going to return to God the Father.
所以我们看到耶稣选择饶恕。
So we see that Jesus chose forgiveness.
他选择顺服。
And obedience.
人 我们才可以仰望接受神在十字架上的恩典。
So that we can look forward to receive God's grace from the cross.
其实耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Actually, when Jesus hung on the cross,
他已经开始在救人了。
He already started his salvation ministry.
就是我们看到那位悔改的犯人。
And that is the first person who, the person who repented, the criminal who repented.
他期盼耶稣将来做完的时候。
He was looking forward to the kingdom of God.
还能记得曾经有他这样的一个人。
To ask Jesus to remember him that there was such a person.
换句话说，希望耶稣能够眷顾他。
And was hoping that Jesus would show his care for him.
让他将来在耶稣的国度里面可以成为其中的一个子民。
So that in the future, in Jesus' kingdom, he would be one of the citizens.
我们看到什么？
And what do we see?
我们看到耶稣给他及时的保证。
We see Jesus give him an immediate guarantee.
比他所要求的更多。
Even more than what he had asked for.
耶稣应许他说，
Jesus agreed and said to him,
我实在告诉你，
I truly tell you,
今日你要同我在乐园里。
Today you are with me in paradise.
这位悔改的犯人，
We see this criminal who has repented.
他不需要等他将来，
He did not have to wait for the future.
就在这一天，
It happens today.
跟耶稣同死的那一天，
The day that he died with Jesus,
他就会跟耶稣同在乐园里。
He will be together with Jesus in paradise.
耶稣的这句话，今日你要我同在乐园里，经常给人很多猜想。
The words of Jesus that today you will be with me in paradise has created some controversy.
乐园是什么地方？
Where is paradise?
它是不是跟天堂一样？
Is it the same place as heaven?
甚至有人还问，
Some people have even asked,
人死后在乐园里做什么？
What do people do in paradise after they die?
我们要知道耶稣的这句话。
We have to know that the words of Jesus.
不是要带出人死后的光景是什么？
It's not to say what the situation will be like after a person dies.
更不是要我们去猜测乐园是什么，在哪里？
It's not for us to guess where is paradise.
其实乐园是古代波斯的用语。
Actually, the word paradise has its origins in Persian.
是用来指那些四周围有墙的花园。
It refers to a garden with walls all around.
特别是指那些高贵有气派的这个皇族的花园。
It usually refers to the aristocratic gardens which are very imposing.
这是波斯人的用法。
And this is what the Persians use.
后来在犹太人的作品里面。
And then in the Jewish literature,
这个用语呢就渐渐发展成为。
This gradually developed into a phrase.
称呼是义人灵魂居住的地方。
To say where the righteous, the spirit of the righteous dwell.
或者是人与上帝相遇的福乐之地。
Or is a place where man and God meets in the future.
其实耶稣的意思，耶稣应许很清楚的。
Actually, Jesus is very clear.
我在的地方，你也会和我同在，就是的。
What it means is that where I am, you were with me also.
所以我们应该相信耶稣的这句话。
So we are to believe Jesus' words.
我在的地方，你也会和我同在。
Where I am, you will be with me too.
这样的信念。
Such a concept,
比我们去挖掘更多这个乐园的资料会来得更加实际，更加重要。
It's even more important and practical than trying to figure out where paradise is.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到因着耶稣的代求。
So, brothers and sisters, because of Jesus' prayer and supplication,
因着耶稣的顺服
，because of Jesus' obedience,
所以神可以在他儿子的十字架上彰显他给世人的救赎。
God through His Son on the cross really shows.His grace saving the earth.
作为信徒的我们，
For us believers,
我们肯定是选择了悔改的十字架。
We have chosen repentance from the cross.
我们也选择悔改的十字架来回应神的恩典。
As our reply to God's grace.
但这只是我们得救生命的开始。
But this is only the beginning of our salvation life.
因为我们在这个世上信仰的生命的旅程。
Because our path on salvation,
必须要继续的注视跟仰望哥哥他山上耶稣的那个十字架
requires us to continuously focus and to hope and to look to Jesus' cross on Golgotha.
我们不可能去背耶稣的十字架。
We are not able to carry Jesus' cross.
因为只有无罪的耶稣，神自己的儿子才能够扛起这个十字架。
Because only innocent Jesus, God's Son, is able to carry the cross.
但是我们可以从他的十字架上
，But from his cross,
我们可以学习他的饶恕，学习他对父神的顺服。
We can learn his.Forgiveness and his obedience to God.
所以耶稣就曾经教导门徒如何向父神祷告。
And so Jesus had previously taught his disciples how to pray.
我们在很清楚的在祷文里面有这个饶恕人的层面。
And clearly in the words are to forgive your enemies.
耶稣似乎还觉得不够，后来他又再次强调。
And Jesus felt it wasn't enough. He emphasized further.
你们不饶恕人的过犯。
If you do not forgive others their sin,
你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Your Father in heaven will also not forgive your sins.
而耶稣在十字架上。
Jesus on the cross.
以他的生命实现了他这样的教导。
With his life, he actually showed his teachings.
当耶稣祈求父神赦免这些逼迫害他的人。
When Jesus asked God to forgive those who had harmed him,
耶稣本身已经饶恕了他们。
Jesus himself had already personally forgiven them.
还有我们看到耶稣在十字架上的顺服。
And we see that Jesus' forgiveness, his obedience,
不是一种被动的顺服。
It wasn't a passive kind of obedience.
不是在十字架上等待死。
It's not because he's hung on the cross waiting for death.
你看到他积极的去饶恕他的敌人。
But he actively went forward to forgive.
他去拯救那个悔改的犯人。
To save the one who repented.
他更相信父神是掌管一切，有这个能力。
And he went on to believe that God is in control of everything.
所以他愿意在苦难中跟父神一起开出这个救人的、救世人的这个道路。
And even in his sufferings, he was able to go forward with God to open the road of grace.
耶稣清楚知道他是圣子的身份。
Jesus clearly knew that he's the Son of God.
所以他顺服他的父神。
And so he believed in God.
那我们呢？
What about us?
我们已经得到神在十字架上所给我们的救恩。
We have received God's grace.
我们已经成为神的子民，神的儿女。
We are already God's people.
我们的顺服要如何表达？
How do we express our obedience?
只有从耶稣身上来学习。
And we can only learn from Jesus himself.
和耶稣同行。
To walk with him.
我们才能活出饶恕别人跟顺服神的这个生命。
Then we can live out this life that we can learn to forgive others and to be obedient to God.
其实耶稣所给这个悔改犯人的应许
，We see that the promise that Jesus given to this criminal who had repented，
与我在的地方，你会和我同在。
Where I am, you will be with me too。
不是用于我们死后的这个应许
，It's not just a promise for us when we die，
而是在今生今世里面。
But it is also for this life。
耶稣同样要我们看见
，Jesus wants us to see。
他同样让我们现在就跟他同在。
He wants us to see that now he is together with us.
现在就跟他同行。
And that we're walking with him.
你现在不跟他同在，不跟他同行。
If you are not walking together with him now,
你死后怎么跟他同在同行？
How will you walk with him when you die?
这就是为什么我们要注视仰望耶稣在十字架上。
And that is why we must focus and look towards the cross.
因为从有从耶稣的十字架上。
Because it's only through Jesus on the cross.
我们看到我们生命的方向。
And we can see the direction of our life.
我们看到我们应该怎么样做人。
We can see how we should live our life.
特别是怎么样做一个基督徒。
And how to be a Christian.
而且我们知道在这个十字架上。
And we know that on the cross.
因为耶稣的饶恕，因为耶稣的顺服。
Because of Jesus' forgiveness and his obedience.
因为神自己的恩典。
Because of God's grace.
我们有永生的，我们有这个永生的生命。
We have the promise of everlasting life.
有我在的地方。
Where I am.
耶稣说，你就与我同在。
Jesus said, you will be with me also.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of us.
现在我们来奉献。